All right, let's continue with Walt Noah now from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River. Walt, sounds like you had a good first trip over to Luce County. Lots of woodcock, not so many grouse. And I didn't get a chance to ask you, you know, where do you think the foliage is at right now in Luce County where you were?
They're pretty much full color. I mean, it's really colored out a lot.
All right, so probably right just starting peak of color season there. And what about the ferns?
Some of the ferns are down. Again, it's been so warm. But it was a tough hunter. Still, the foliage is still up, and some of the ferns are still up. And we hunt a lot of tag alders, so that's tough anyway.
Yeah. Well, when are you going back again? Next weekend?
I will go back next week. I'm going to go back over for a couple days. And the only thing I'm thinking maybe with the grouse is that they're still covied up, and that's why we're not seeing a whole bunch of them. But we'll see as the season goes along.
Yeah, I'm getting decent reports from most of the southern half of the UP, although I will admit it's from more or less Marquette, Berga, Dickinson, Iron, a little bit of Gogebic. Those are the areas I'm getting good grouse flush rates, but I think you may be right. I mean, if they're still coveyed up, if you don't hit a covey, you're not going to hit any. You know, they're not dispersed.
Right, and that's a strong possibility.
Well, let's talk a little bit about dogs again, and I want to hear more about Louie. And then I didn't even ask you how Breyer's doing, you know, since I hunted over him out in North Dakota last year. He's a finished dog, and he's a fantastic bird dog. You had him out at the preserve at all?
Oh, yeah. He's the head guy out there, and, you know, he just holds points so well. When we were over in Luce County this last week, Breyer would go on point, and boy, after a while, I'm thinking, boy, he's false pointing a lot. Well, it wasn't that. These woodcock are starting to run like grouse and pheasants. I mean, every year it seems that they run more. So what we did to correct that is one of the fellows I hunt with has a really good lab. And as soon as Breyer would go on point and his collar would go beep, 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 Ruby took it on herself after about three times. She figured out what was going on. So the minute he went on point, Ruby was heading there. And she'd had that bird up in 10, 15 seconds.
That's nice teamwork.
Oh, it was great. And, you know, Breyer's to the point that I'm not going to hurt him by having another dog break his point. Now, I would never do that with Louie because I would probably turn Louie into a flusher real quick.
Mm. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the preserve. I heard these birds you got are pretty hardy, and you've been doing a lot of work with just having hunts at the preserve itself, training dogs and shooters.
Yep, and it's I can't believe I'm still training dogs. And in the last week, I've got four new dogs coming in. And it's not like people that have waited too long. These are all young dogs that are 3, 4, 5 months old that we're introducing to the bird, introducing to the gun, introducing to the collar. So I'm still busy with that, and we've been really busy with hunts. I'm over 800 birds so far this year, and now I'm just getting into my hunting season.
Wow. So do you have any room left in case anybody wants to come out and do some shooting?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll hunt here until the snow drives me away.
Hmm. Well, what's your phone number in case folks want to get a hold of you?
It's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Inn, Rapid River, and I sure appreciate your time as usual. Good stuff.
All right, thanks, Adam.
You take care.
Bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.